friend, how you doing? This is Sasha and you're listening to Enlivened. All right, guys. So as we are in Taurus season and it's like full on, like I can feel Taurus season everywhere, nonstop. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it around me. I can feel it with my brother's birthday. I can feel it with like my friends' birthdays that are so near. It's like this time of year is so ingrained in me for so many reasons. It's the arrival of spring. My natal moon is in Taurus. So this is like a very, very highly connected part of my being. And I have to say, this is one of the most awakened, I could say, or aware Taurus seasons that I've ever had. Also, to pile that on, we do have the coronavirus, and it's like the whole world is at Taurus pace. Remember, guys, Taurus is a slow and steady sign. Slow and steady, calm, taking the time to do things well, taking the time to do things the right way, whatever that means for us. Taurus is about the senses. It's about the feelings. It's about tasting life. And we just emerged from Aries season, and Aries was all about go, 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 do this, do that. Oh my God, what's happening with the world? Boom, coronavirus, everybody's freaking out. Like mile a minute kind of brain, everything is going so fast, just like energy everywhere, action, action, action. Who's right? Who's wrong? Like blah, blah, blah. Just like so many things happened during Aries season. And obviously there was so many transits, right, in that season as well. So with Taurus season arriving, I feel like this is a personal feeling, but let me know if you feel the same. It's almost like when the storm has come, the little pieces are falling down, right? And like the pieces are all falling down. And now we have this beautiful time to be like, oh, huh. Like this new perspective, this new wave of, oh, I don't have to rely on other people to tell me how the world is. I can actually create my own opinions. And maybe if I take enough time to slow down and be in my own environment, I will realize that there's nothing to really stress about. There's nothing to rush towards. There's no pressure that I must actually do something. This is what I'm talking about here, and this is what I want to go more in depth with you with this episode. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to try to keep it short. But I always try to do it very, very authentic, and I just want to tell you exactly what's on my heart. Because if you were my friend, if we are at my house and we were sitting on my couch hanging out, like this is what we would talk about. And I find that this is the most kind of valuable information. It's so easy to go on any subject and tell you, oh my God, like this, that, like Taurus season is this, that. But there's like an extra layer of value and luxury when we share from our own experiences. And if you guys are listening to the podcast, you know me by now, and you know how important it is for me to not only just give you information, but also I want you to feel me. I want to connect with you. I want to share my heart with you. And I want to reach your heart. I want to talk like my soul talks to your soul, baby. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, great. So this past week has been a week of slowdown, which is one of the most beautiful things, one of the most beautiful seasons that I love to be in. Why? Because I'm someone that's very, very naturally high energy. I love to do things. I love to feel myself. I love to feel alive. I love to feel enlivened. For me, I'm like complacency is the, like that's for me like the farthest away from life that I want to be. Like complacency is scary to me. Complacency and just like forgetting that we're alive, it's just like that's not even a function of mine. But with complacency, like along those lines, there's such a like an essence of peace. There's an essence of, there's no need to rush anywhere. There's no need to rush anywhere. And I find that Taurus energy, that like slow down, like that vibe of just, hey, chill out, baby. Like, I love that vibe. And although it's not something that is completely natural to me, if you met me and if you hang out with me, it's actually my Taurus moon. And that's the thing that if you come to my house to hang out, if we are close friends and if you're staying over or something, you'll find that I'm very calm and I'm very chilled and I'm very introverted. And I just want to be left outside in the trees and hanging out and writing poetry and reading books and meditating and just like looking at the nature and the sun. Like, I am very, very introverted, and I have an inner world that is all my own that I don't really share with anybody unless I tell them afterwards. But in my nature, that's not something that comes across right away. Of course, I could talk about astrology and the fact that my rising and sun sign are both in Sagittarius, and that's really what people feel. That's like really what people feel about me. I've been told since I was a kid about that, and it really highly resonates. But this really gives you an insight about how important your moon sign is to grasping who you are as a person. Your moon is your roots. Your moon is who you are deep down. When your energy is low, when you don't know what to do with yourself, when you're just like on what the hell is going on with the world, like retreat mode, like inside your house by yourself, that's your moon. Your moon's going to come out. And for me, being in Taurus, it's like super long baths. It's nice candles, nice food, a lot of water. Just like deep, deep, deep sensual nourishment. And even before I fell, I don't want to say ill because I wasn't ill. I was just low energy. And it's my own fault. I have some allergies and intolerances, and I have to be quite strict about that, unfortunately. And I wasn't for like a day. And the impact is actually longer than I expected, but everything happens for us. And I truly believe that this happened for me because my energy was at a lower, I guess, frequency than usual. I was just forced to slow down. I had to report like a full client day. I had to move some stuff in my calendar, which is not something that I do. And I was really, I guess you could say, forced to be with myself. And I love that. I know that a lot of you can probably resonate with this because of the coronavirus. You have been with yourself. And if you haven't distracted yourself 24 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week, whatever, you've had the chance to sit with yourself. You've had the chance to kind of take a step back and look at your life. Look at your life, like where you're going in life. Like if today was your last day, would you be super thrilled about your life, or would you just be like, oh, that was life. Life was good. You know, I have good people around me. Yeah, I did a good thing in life. Yeah. I did everything that I wanted. Or would you be like, oh my God, life is the most amazing thing. I love life. Like, yes, 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 yes. That's up to you. You decide. I'm not there to tell you how to feel about your life. You're the only person who gets to decide success according to your standards, right? Like whatever success means to you, like wherever you raise that bar, wherever you put that bar, if it's low, if it's high, if it's left, if it's right, wherever success, whatever success looks like to you, you're the only one who knows if you hit that or not when the hour comes, right? When it's your time to go. And whenever I have those times of deep slowdown, I think about my death. And some people think it's morbid. I think about death almost every single day. I always think about, am I going to die? Like, what season am I going to die? Is it going to be spring? Is it going to be summer? And I'm not excited about it or anything, but I'm always kind of reminded that I'm not going to be here forever. Like, this form is going to go away. All of my possessions are going to mean nothing. Everything that I hold on to dearly, this computer that I'm recording on, the phone, everything has a lifespan. I have a lifespan, and I'm not here forever, at least not my human body. And what's left behind is the people that I've touched, right? The message that I've shared with the world. And when I've actually had this beautiful slowdown just now, I've really sat with myself and I thought, how do I make people feel? Because that is what they're left with. When I'm gone, people will, like, I'm gone. What will people remember? Are they going to remember how I made them feel? Right? There's a quote that says, people are not going to remember what you did. They're not going to remember what you said, but they're going to remember how you made them feel. And I find that so important, right? Like, if we're talking to someone, if we're talking to people and they're able to activate something within us that makes us, that gives us purpose, that makes our life, all of a sudden, our life has more meaning. We're all of a sudden, like, propelled forward. We want to do things. We want to, like, oh, shit, I should have done this. I wanted to do that. I always said I wanted to call my grandma on this day, but I never had the chance because I never took the time or whatever. Like whatever it is that you've been putting off because you think that you have forever, do it today. You don't have forever. You don't have forever. And life has the meaning that we choose to give it. Whatever meaning you choose to give life, that's the meaning that life has for you. There's no meaning other than the meaning we give things, right? Things have no meaning until we give it meaning. And I know that for me, when I live a life without any meaning, if I don't attribute meaning to my efforting to the things that I do, it becomes very painful to live. It becomes robotic and I feel dead. Without meaning, I know that I feel dead. And that's why I think about death so much, I think. And in this beautiful time of slowdown, this Taurus season, this, like, more intention, less effort kind of period, I've really been present with my soul, with my spirit. And I've let my soul communicate with me. And I've let my soul be like, hey, you need to communicate this. You need to communicate that. And it doesn't come like a must do this now. It's more like a, okay, we're on the right path. It's cool, baby. You got this, baby. Like, take it slow. Take it slow. Don't rush your presence. Don't rush your creativity. Your creative flow is naturally going to come out. It's naturally going to overflow into everything that you do as you are prioritizing your harmonization with Source. So for me this week, it's really been about intentional alignment, not numbing out. And I speak about this all the time. But when I say slow down, it doesn't mean check out. Slow down means presence. Slow down means deep, deep, deep awareness. Okay, what thoughts are playing in my mind right now? Am I completely present or am I zoned the fuck out? Because I actually catch myself quite often being completely zoned out. Like, I'm zoning out. I'm busy doing, I'm busy reading books, I'm busy, like, and even you could say reading a book is a great thing and it makes me, you know, kind of a nerdy person or whatever, but at the same time, it's kind of, I'm not sitting with myself when I'm reading the book. I do want to admit to you that I believe that when I am reading, because of the subject matter of the things that I read, It's about deep consciousness, and those are the things that light me up. I'm not trying to be cool. Like, this is just all that I care about right now. I care about soul. I care about consciousness. I care about what's happening with the world. I care about waking people up, giving people more meaning somehow by just sharing my life story. And the bottom line, guys, and I've said this all the time, I say this all the time, everything that I do is because I know the pain of not having meaning. I know the pain of feeling like your life doesn't matter. And everything that I share with you is to remind you that everything fucking matters. You matter. And when you're not on purpose, it's painful to live. When you're not going towards what lights you up, it's painful to live. Because it's a struggle just to go against the current. Right? We're going back to the basics here. You have a beautiful river. There's current going on the river. It's going downstream, right? Like the current's going one way. And when you're going towards your purpose, when you're going towards yourself, it feels natural. It feels effortless. It's like, ah, oh, butterflies, rainbows, everything's great. And even if there's like a little tiny puddle in there or there's like hiccups everywhere, you're just like, yeah, and that's life and it's beautiful because you're not denying your beautiful energy. You're not denying your beautiful awareness. You're not denying your life force. Things that happen are beautiful and they're happening for us. But at least you're in flow towards yourself as they happen. As opposed to this, when you're trying to go against yourself, you're trying to go swim against the current and you're just like exhausted. And you're exhausted and you're not going towards yourself. So you feel like crap as you're trying to attain something. So this is almost like the money consciousness of nowadays. And I know this is a major tangent, right? But I'm just going to drop this in right here. So people nowadays say, I would do this if I had the money. So let me work at a job that I dislike to get the money so that I can then use the money to do the things that I like. And then we're running after our tail. It's like a little puppy running after its tail, like running in circles. And this is why most of the world isn't wealthy. We don't understand that abundance is an inside job. We don't understand that well-being, like the whole reason why you want money is because you think that it's going to make you feel a certain way, right? Let's say I gave you 20 grand right now or 100 grand. A lot of people will be like, oh, that would be so nice. Okay. But can you feel this feeling of relief? That would be so nice before you have the money. It's like they're saying, I can't be at peace until I have the money. So you're not letting yourself feel this deep fulfillment, this deep peace, this deep abundance, this deep joy until you have the money. So the money is really in control of your life. You're not in control of your life. You see what I'm talking about here? So just to wrap everything up and to loop everything up, the slowdowns, the moments that you are with yourself, when you're not doing, those are the key moments. Those are the golden moments, baby. More intention, less effort. Feel how you want to feel now. How do you think the job that you, like, let's say in your, you could just like design the best job in the world right now. Like, let's say it existed. Choose that. You design it. Whatever it is that you want to do forever. Like, however you think you're supposed to make money. How would it feel? I want you to realize that no matter what you're doing, it's actually way, 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 way more about the way that you feel on your way there. If you can do something and not sacrifice your inner being, your inner state, if you can prioritize your well-being, no matter what you're doing, you're golden. But if you're saying that you're going to sacrifice well-being now for later, that's backwards. And I'm not talking about discipline and like working out, because working out is actually something that your future self is going to be like, thank you so freaking much. Thank you so freaking much. So the right now, the thing that you're doing right now, to, if you want to understand like something, is this high self-worth? Is this low self-worth? Is this high self-worth? Is this low self-worth? Look at your future self. Like for me, let's say me, Sasha in 2 months. What does Sasha want in 2 months? What is good for Sasha in 2 months? What can I do today, so that Sasha in 2 months from now feels like, oh, thank God. Like, thank you, Sasha, 2 months ago. You did this for me. So what does that mean? That means prioritizing my well-being, prioritizing my energy. So maybe it's light working out. Maybe it's eating well, hydrating well, right? Consuming the right kind of information, consuming the right kind of food, right? Choosing the input that is actually helping me in life, right? Like putting the things in my body, in my mind, in my soul that are good for me long term because of the output that I want to create in the world. Another thing that I want to end this beautiful talk on is, if you don't know yet, if you're part of my Enlivened Sisterhood on the Facebook group, the free Facebook community, I'm going to do a series next week, a little bit of a teaching series, if you will, teaching you about the importance and the, just like this reframe, this is like a deep, deep, deep reframe. We're going to really be talking about it. Like everybody nowadays are talking about manifestation, right? Like there's a lot of people talk about manifestation, not everybody, but there's a lot of people talking about manifestation, and they're all teaching in a very different way. And I want to share with you that my way of thinking about manifestation isn't woo-woo, I don't think. And it's not actually like all about this like belief. It's just like hard freaking science and hard facts about, it's actually about creation. Manifestation just means bringing things into form. What is form? Well, there's formless, which is the air, right? The air has no form. You can't see anything. Then there's form, right? It's a frequency. So it's a matter of density. And manifestation is just that. You're taking things that are not form. They're thought form. They're feeling form. They're vibrations. They're particles in the air. Like a cell phone tower, like a radio station, like there are vibrations in the air, but manifestation starts like that, right? It starts with your thoughts. It starts with your feelings, and then it snowballs and it gets more dense, more dense, more dense. And then poof, it happens in real life. That's manifestation. It's literally how the universe is made. Like manifestation isn't woo-woo. It is straight up like science. I don't know how to explain it more than that. And my way of understanding it is that instead of saying that we want to manifest a car, manifest a house, manifest things. And by the way, I've manifested some of the coolest shit in the world. Like one of the coolest things was like this $8,000 coaching package almost a year ago now. And it was just like, wow, like the life-changing thing that happened from there. It's nuts. Life is really there to support us. I digress. My point is that I want to teach manifestation from a point of creation, that you're not necessarily attracting the house and the car and the things to yourself, but you are the source of the manifestation. So the manifestation is your creative work. So I want to actually talk about activating the seeds of potential that are within you. The seeds of potential that are within you are these things that are actually inside of you right in this second, right now, like right this second, right now. If I just like froze you in time, if I just like was like looking inside your soul, I'd be like, oh, boom, there's your potential. Boom, there's another potential. Boom, there's another potential. Like that's what I'm talking about. And then taking them from being seeds and then growing them, right? Nourishing them, feeding them, putting energy towards them growing, and then your creative juices being activated, and then they start to grow and they go from non-form to form. You're bringing your creations to life. So if someone was a writer, this would be having ideas in their head and not knowing where to start and being like, I don't know where to start. I just know I want to be a writer. Like I saw J.K. Rowling and I know she did it, and like blah, blah, blah. Like whatever kind of story you have, and then taking all of those jumbled ideas, organizing them, and then those ideas are the little seeds inside your heart, inside your soul, and then you're watering them, you're organizing them, you're like taking care of that beautiful garden, right? And then you make them real. All of a sudden, the manifestation is that the book is done, it's published, people are reading it. That's the kind of manifestation that I'm interested in. Another example for you, Picasso, right? Like, let's say he wants to paint a painting. And he was at home and he's like, God damn, I don't know what to paint. Like, I don't know what to paint. What do I want to paint? Oh, I want to paint this woman's face, but I just want to make sure her nose is just like on the other side because I feel like that's cool. Like whatever was inside of him, it was a seed, right? It was a thought. And then he was like lit up by it. He's like, oh yeah, this is a great fucking idea. Let's do this, baby. And then he was like, all right, let's do this. What do I need? I need to find a piece of paper. I need some paintbrushes. All right, like I'm gonna get that stuff. And slowly but surely, he's getting the things, right? He's using his resources, which is usually just like inner resources, right? His brain, his artistic mind. And then he gets the outer resources. He's like, cool, I need paintbrushes. I need paper. I need those things. I need a place. I need good sunlight, probably, right? Like, and then those things kind of start to come together. And then that's what I'm talking about. The seed is activated. That's the idea. That's the thought. That's the vibration. And then it starts to grow. And then boom, the pieces start to come together. Boom, he has a painting. He sells it for however many millions, right? And I believe that he obviously it wasn't worth that much in the beginning, but do you get my point? I care about manifestations that are coming through you. I care about creative manifestation. I care about the manifestations that are in your heart. Sure. There is a thing to be said about like attracts like, and the fact that you can attract a car, you can attract a house if you have those same kind of vibrations inside of you. That is the truth. But also, the manifestation that comes through you, for me, that's how we help the world. That's how we innovate. That's how we change things up, baby. It's not just about, oh, let me attract the physical things. By the way, that is so much harder. It's about making you the fisherman. It's not about attracting fish. It's not about bringing the fish to you. You see what I'm saying? This is a fine line. So I'm going to be speaking about this. And I'm going to be speaking about this. And as you can probably tell, like I'm very, very, very passionate about this because I'm passionate about manifestation. I'm passionate about fulfillment. I'm passionate about feeling fucking good. I'm passionate about having meaning in your life. I'm passionate about helping other people feel fucking better by you feeling better. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this is abundance, baby. Abundance is not like a win-lose game. It's a win-win-win-win-win game. You win, I win, the world wins, your friend wins, your family wins. And it all starts with you recognizing that all of the resources that you need are within you at first. It's a seed, but you need to activate that seed. You need to crack that seed open. You need to talk about it. You need to be exposed to things that wake her up, right? And you don't have just one seed. You don't have two seeds. You're like, what's my thing? Oh my God, what's my thing? If I had a penny for every time that I asked myself, what's my thing? I think I'd be as rich as Donald Trump. I don't know how much money he has, but do you see what I'm saying? I used to ask that question all the time. What's my thing? What's my thing? What's my thing? Well, guess what, Sasha? Just go towards the next thing, the next chapter, and let it unfold. When I actually found you interior design, when I went back to school after my business degree, because I was like, this, like, this is not fulfilling. This is such a fucking shallow job. Like, I was so unfulfilled. I was like, I need something that I'm enjoying. And then I did interior design, and I do love it. But even then, there came a point I was just like, this doesn't have enough meaning for me. Like, I love it and I do it for fun, and I'm still, you know, flipping houses and designing them and doing some work with that. But I need more. There's a big part of just being an interior designer. Like, there was a lot missing in my life. I wanted depth. I wanted soul. I wanted, like, a lot of meaning. And without that sense of meaning, my life felt shallow. It felt fucking shallow and meaningless. And that, my friends, invites depression. I don't know about you, but for me, I know that the moment that I start to get into autopilot, zombie mode, or whatever like that, I start, it's like a dangerous zone for me. I have to really consciously bring myself back to, why the fuck am I on earth? Why am I here? Why am I here? And how am I going to make this meaningful? And this is what I'm sharing with you today. I'm this slow down to speed back up, this like deep, deep, deep break that I had on a personal level, and then on the collective with this beautiful coronavirus. Like, we've had a chance to slow down. I've had a chance to slow down and really sit with myself and remind myself, I'm going to die. I'm going to be dead one day. All of my things are going to be gone. It's going to be as if I'd never existed. And the only thing that actually is going to live on is the message, the feelings, the laughs, my energy that I shared. And I'm getting teary-eyed right now because, you know, there's so many people that lost their lives, and it's really painful. It's not painful for the people who've gone. Like, they're at peace now. Hopefully, all of them. But for those of us who are left behind, who are feeling this loss, it's just, it's painful. And we have to find meaning. We owe it to ourselves to find meaning. This is why I do what I do. And I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm figuring it out every single day. I look for ways to add meaning to my life, because I know that the moment that I don't prioritize giving meaning, making meaning, I know that I fall into zombie mode. And when I act like I'm a non-important piece of nothingness, that's how I feel. And then that's how I feel like death. And I actually almost, it feels like I'm letting myself die. For me, it's that intense. For me, it's that fucking intense. And I would say it sucks, because sometimes it does. But the opposite of that is so juicy that I'm willing to flirt with the lows. This is how I'm made. This is the genetic makeup that I have. It's the DNA. It's my system. It's my circuits. It's how my energy flows. And now I know myself enough that I've flirted with the fucking rock bottom so many times that I know how to bring myself back up. And I know that it has to be sustainable. And for me, it's meaning. I have to give meaning. I have to choose to have meaningful experiences. I have to choose to speak to people like I fucking mean it. It's not just about, here, this is A, B, C, D, E. These are the facts. Like, this is society. Da, 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 da. Like, that robotic fucking dogma is like, ugh, like, I'm like strangling my throat. It's like, may as well fucking kill me now. Like, don't treat me like I'm a fucking piece of nothingness. We are human beings. We have souls. We are souls. We are cosmic beings. We are here for meaning, baby. We are meaning-making machines. We have to understand that we're here as an extension of the universe, as an extension of our creator, as an extension of God, quote unquote. What I say God, if I ever use the word God, what I mean by God is the non-religious God. The God that was there before Jesus even showed up, right? The creator. That's what I'm talking about. the healthy kind of God, the God that loves everybody, like everybody, the God that doesn't have a sex, the God that's not a man with a beard, but also white and speaks English. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about God that is everywhere all the time, creation, like the energy that links everything, the oneness. That's what I'm talking about. Not something to be found in a book. And no offense, I'm talking about the oneness, because the God that I'm talking about actually includes all of the gods, maybe this religion or that religion or all of it. A beautiful friend of mine actually sent me something today. Maybe it was yesterday. She always sends me these beautiful little memes, and they're always super meaningful and super good. I'm going to try to find what she said. Oh, yeah, there it is. She said, and it's a beautiful little meme. You have a Ganesh, you have Buddha, you have Jesus. I mean, a bunch of different religions. And then it says, Omnism, the belief that no religion is truth, but truth is found within them all. The belief that no religion is truth, but truth is found within them all. This is what I talk about when I talk about God, the oneness. And I know that today was kind of a long rant, and it's so interesting because I really thought that today would be a short episode. And then, boom, guess what? The energy visits my awareness. The energy's there, and I just ride the wave, baby. This is what happens. This is what happens when you get out of the way and you just channel. The energy flows through. Okay. I just want to say one more time, for those of you who are in the Facebook community and enlivened in the sisterhood, I'm going to speak more about the steps, the differences between, you know, being a manifester, like an immature, if you will, manifester, right? The ego manifester, and why that's super hard. And, you know, it works for some people if it's authentic for them, and why it doesn't work for everybody. And what's the next step? Like, how can I take my manifestation practice to a more mature level? And what I'm talking about here is really you being the channel for divine guidance. And I know that sounds like super fucking religious bullshit, but it's really not. It's really not. This is not dogmatic. This is like the nature of spirit, right? Soul. When you see a beautiful performance by an artist, just like completely devoted to their art, when they make magical music, when someone sings like an angel, like the magical, beautiful art pieces of the world, art for art's sake. Not art because, oh, I need to make money. Not art because, oh my parents will be proud of me if I do this art. No. Art for art's sake. Art because it's what wants to come through you. You want to paint a flower? Paint a flower. You want to make a sculpture? Make a sculpture. Art for art's sake. Art for art's sake. That's the kind of manifestation I'm talking about. And if some of you are like me at all, my kind of form of art is through word, through speaking, through videos, through activations, through books. It's like I have these words, I have these ideas, and they just want to come through. Boom, 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 boom. It's like this synthesis that I do every few seconds. I'm like, oh my God, I read another book, and then this book like reframes everything in my head, and I'm like, oh my God, new awareness. Like, and now I see my past self. I'm like, oh, I used to be like this. I'm no longer like that. Now I have this greater awareness of who I was last week, right? This is what I'm talking about. You have within you some seeds, some little magical things, and I think the world fucking deserves them. Don't you? Don't you? I think that it's your duty, it's your responsibility. Stop wishing you made more money. Stop begging for another fucking job. Create what you wish existed. I love you. But this is what we need to do for ourselves. We need to take full responsibility for where we are in life and for the magic that is within us. We need to take responsibility. It's almost like saying, okay, this is actually the best analogy that I've ever, like, this is coming through my mind right now. This is how my mind works. It's almost like you're birthing these beautiful children, but you're not letting them speak. You're not letting them out of their bedroom. They're just in their room, but you're feeding them. They're just surviving. And then some people come through your house. They're like, what are your kids into? Like, what are their names? Oh, they don't have names. They're just surviving. Okay, so what are their talents? No, they're just surviving. That's how you are with the seeds that are within you. Like, how do you know, like, the seeds inside of you are like children, and they're waiting. They want to express themselves. They want to have some life. They want to be recognized. They want to express. They want to grow. They want to grow so big, like a big, big, big tree. The universe is meant to grow. The universe is constantly in a state of expansion. The universe is constantly in a state of evolution. We are meant to be constantly evolving. We are meant to be constantly evolving. Whenever we deny that and we're pretending like, oh, no, I'm good. I don't want to grow. I'm good. Like, when like, this is, by the way, you're lying to yourself. You're not even realizing it. You're in full fucking denial. This is my opinion. You might not agree. I love you. If you disagree, that's fine. But my belief is that we are meant to grow. Nature is meant to grow. There's always a cycle. There's always an evolution, right? Like, think about humans. We grow, 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 grow. We are meant to grow. Our consciousness is meant to grow forever and ever and ever until the moment we die. And even then, our consciousness is still there. But do you see what I'm saying? You are meant to grow. You are meant to change. You're meant to transform throughout your life. And you don't have to do, right? Like, just to bring it back to the very beginning. A lot of the transformations that you're going to have in life are going to come from moments that you've slowed down. And you actually put more intention in your doing and less effort. So instead of swimming against the current and, you know, efforting at this job that pays the bills, barely, you're still in debt, but it pays, right? Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to do this job because it pays me $20 an hour. And meanwhile, it's like, you barely have anything to show for it. Like, this job, it's not making you smile, but it's not the end of the world, right? It could be worse. It could be so much worse. So you're telling yourself that this is good enough. Meanwhile, you're letting your kids in the bedrooms. You're letting their seeds of potential inside of you die. And they're begging to be expressed. And, you know, the awakening is about this, right? The awakening is about that. You're asleep if you don't know about this. I'm trying to wake you up so that you save yourself some time, which is something that some people have done for me when I was dead asleep to my potential, to my amazingness, to my magnificence, right? My own authentic little special stuff. I was asleep to that. I was just like, I'm not special. There's nothing about me that's special. I just know that real life is hard for me, and I guess it's going to always suck. That was my mindset. I was like, okay, it's going to fucking suck from now on. And sometimes I'm going to see some people I like, and we're going to party, and it's going to be fucking great. And then the rest of the time, it's going to suck. Like, no, that is not how life has to do. Like, life doesn't have to be this way at all, whatsoever. Life does not have to be this way. Life is about you awakening to yourself, you awakening to your power, you awakening to the limitless potential that resides inside of you right this second as I'm speaking to you. Are you aware of that? Are you asleep to the potential within you? I know some of you are like at home are like, Sash, you're speaking for yourself. I have nothing. That's because you're dead asleep. And I would tell you to come get a reading with me because I would wake that up. Matter of fact, the people that I've done readings for, like, I'm mind blown. I am mind blown by watching them after the reading, just like realizing, holy shit, I was meant for something amazing. And this is what, like, even if you don't believe whatsoever in astrology, and you don't, by the way, I will never push anything on you. This 5,000 plus years old science, you know, you don't have to believe in it. It's very ancient. Don't call it New Age, though. It is ancient. It's ancient knowledge. You don't have to believe in it. I will never make someone believe in anything. Like, I believe in, you believe what you believe, that's good. But if I'm telling you that this could activate the seeds of potential within you, wouldn't you want to fucking know about it? That's actually what happened for me. And I talk about it in the episode that I call, I think, Soul Leadership or something like that. I think it was episode number 4. But basically, it's about realizing that there's parts of you that are in your shadows. There's not, you know, people say, you know, you have subconscious beliefs, you have subconscious limiting beliefs, like you're not able to see your limiting beliefs. Well, you're also not able to see all of the magnificence that resides inside of you, right? If you didn't grow up in a family that was like, hey, you're fucking amazing, like you should do this, you have a talent for art, you have a talent for design, you have a talent for artistic ability or whatever, like, you're not going to go towards that. You're going to do what your family wants you to do. Like, that's a subconscious thing. We're like, oh, I don't want to go against mom and dad, so I'm going to do what's normal to mom and dad. I'm going to go, like, because you don't want to be rejected by your family, right? You don't want, and this is a very subconscious thing. So what astrology does is it's like, hey, were you aware that you had these tools in your toolbox? Were you aware that you had these things laying there in your garage and you're not even using them? It's like saying you have a Ferrari in the garage. You have a fucking Ferrari in the garage. Are you going to use it? You just need to put a motor in it. And the motor happens to be in the other garage. Like, it's like you have it. You have the pieces together. It's almost like an IKEA, right? It's like an IKEA kitchen. You have the pieces. They're all there. You just got to put them together. They're all within you already. And before you go saying, oh, Sasha, you don't know me. You don't know my life. My life is so hard. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, great. Great, because now you have a story to fucking tell. Look at Oprah, right? I talk about her all the time, and I know you're probably bored by now. By the way, shout out Oprah. Oprah. We have the same rising sign. We have the same rising sign. We have the same chart ruler in the same house, in the same sign. Talk about a coincidence. A coincidence. And I'm dancing on my chair. I'm dancing on my chair. All right, guys. I don't know if you've had fun with this episode, but I really feel like I took you on the ride of Sasha, the phenomenon that is Sasha. It's like this thing, right? I get into flow and I'm like, wow, I'm speaking. This is when I come into myself. Before this, at the very beginning of the episode, I was like, slow down, talking about the importance of slowing down. And here I am, full fucking blown into flow. And I could go on and on and on and on and on and on. Because I'm tapped with flow. I'm tapped with fucking flow. That's my magic. Is I just open up, I clean up my channel, because my body's just a fucking channel. And then I let divine flow through. And then boom. Divine flow does the rest. Divine flow does the rest. Guys, it's a fucking party. Being in flow, feeling in flow is a fucking party. And I want to teach you how I do it. And I want to teach you how to do that for yourself. Like, this is like why I'm here. This is how I add meaning to people's lives. I want to help you become more you and realize the hidden fucking seeds within you. That's what I want to do. Like, don't you want that? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, isn't that the most exciting thing you can think about, is to become aware of the potential and the magic and the power that is within you, and just like let that fucking unleash and overflow into everything you do, into every being, into every relationship, into everything you touch, everything that you do. It's just like fucking full of juice and gooey, gooey magic that you created. Manifestation is divine. It's not about, you know, the physical things necessarily. It's about you creating. It's about conscious creation. It's about you becoming a channel for divine wisdom, divine spirit, grand spirit, shamanism, real, like whatever kind of perspective you choose to have on the world. It's about letting the motherfucking flow that animates your body right now, the consciousness that animates your body, letting that speak. Like, clean. It's not your mind. Hint, hint, hint. It is not your mind. It is not your logical mind. It's something else. It's something else. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to start filming these, I think, because if you could see how much I move my hands, how much I make facial expressions as I'm recording, I'm like lit the fuck up. Like, this is enlivened, baby. This is not sleep bland. This is not sleep land. This is not dodo, like boring, 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 boring. This is not black and white, 1, 2, 3. This is just like enlivened as fuck. Sasha, enlivened. That's it. That's all. That's what you're getting. And I want you to decide what that means for you. What does it mean for you to be enlivened? Who are you when you're the most enlivened? Who are you when you're peak flow state? Who are you when you're at your absolute best? And if you need help with that, maybe we should have a reading. All right, my friend. Have a great fucking day.